This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, it's not Wayne, it's Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, leeelsie.com. That's LeeElsie.com. Check it out. I'm here in the Connecticut Full Power Radio studio shooting baskets, or trying to shoot baskets. I'm missing about 40%, which is not too good free throw percentage here in the studio. I got to take some phone calls. If you guys want to weigh in, you can give me a call, 1-833-WAR-TALK. But before we went to a break, we had a caller calling me from Connecticut. Marvin was calling. And he said he was on the banks of the river. And I don't know, that phrase made me think of a song that I used to remember as a kid. And this is it. I got to play a little bit of this. And this is what?
On the bank of the river.
Johnny Preston.
Young Indian brave. On the other side of the river. Stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white.
I don't know what it is, but that takes me back, man. So, yeah, I think my mom used to sing that song when we were young. So I don't know if it's known around the country, but that phrasing, the way Marvin had phrased that, made me think of that. So anyway, that's Running Bear, Little White Dove. Johnny Preston had the song. I don't even know if you could sing. Could you sing that song today? Is it racist because he's an Indian brave? It might not even allow that song to be played on the radio. I might have broken every taboo rule out there. All right, let me grab a call. We're going to go out to Westerly, Rhode Island, where one of the nicest women on the entire planet is waiting to talk to us. And she wants to actually read a prayer that's etched in, what, the walls of the White House?
No, the stone fireplace.
Oh, the stone fireplace. Okay, this is Sandy out in out in Rhode Island. Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Hi.
What's happening?
Hi, my favorite son I never had.
All right.
I'm reading this book by Doug Reed, and it's called Trump's White House.
Okay.
And so he talks a lot about what's inside, the place. And I thought this was interesting. It's
all right, before you read it, right? I don't want to embarrass you, but before you read it, are you still thinking that Trump has a chance to be president before this?
Yeah, and I could tell you, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
And I'm not going by what Mike Lindell's doing.
Okay.
I hope you play that segment of what the guy said today.
Yeah, okay.
Well, anyway, this is famous words of John Adams. He's the second president of the United States and the first president to live in the White House. It says, I pray heaven to bestow the best blessings on this house and on all who shall hereafter inhabit it. May none but honest and wise men ever rule under this roof.
Mm.
Isn't that sad?
That's pretty good, though.
What was going on now?
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah, and it's certainly this president and the prior president, you could make a question as to whether
and
or not
did this. Did you know that Thomas Jefferson and John Adams died hours of each other on July 4th, 1826?
Doesn't that give you goosebumps when that
different
you say that?
Ages,
yeah.
Different ages.
Yeah.
But they died. You knew that, right?
I did. And
yeah.
it's really an amazing story to have that. I remember, you don't have TV at your house, do you?
No, I gave it up 6 years ago.
Yeah, because I actually recommend this to anybody out there. That series, John Adams, that was an HBO series. That was a phenomenal series. That reminded me, because they had a great scene in that series where they had, they had the two of them dying on the same day, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, said, hours apart. It was pretty remarkable the way they shot it, so it was pretty good. So.
And David Barton's American Heritage series, you ought to watch that, too.
Okay. All right.
In the Constitution.
Yep. All right. Well, listen, Sandy, thanks for sharing that prayer with us. I got to get to a couple other calls, but you're always the best, and we thank you for being out there. And honest to God, she is one of the nicest women on the planet, so I thank her for weighing in tonight and having, again, a neat little reunion on the air. All right. We haven't really gotten into the weeds as far as the vaccine. We started to get into it a little bit, and we talked a little bit about it last night and all that goes along with that. But instead of getting into that really again, let me read a couple of emails that I've gotten here since I've been on the air. All right? Let me share some of this stuff with you. So Linda writes in, what if everything that's happening is setting us up to be conquered? NEST thermostats, home door locks controlled by your smartphone, solar panels on your roof, free electricity broom, your furnace, AC lights can be disabled. Electric vehicles restrict freedom of movement, either in range of travel or turn off the charging stations altogether. I know some contractors who keep 250-gallon tanks of diesel fuel, their bulldozers and excavators. I wonder what would happen to them. Ration, restrict and supply the liquid fuel, renumbering exits on I-395 and across the rest of the state and the country, make us hostile towards one another on a variety of different issues. Why can't we rely on alliances and even begin to mistrust our closest friends and family? We can't rely on alliances and even begin to mistrust our closest friends and family. Again, true words. We have very, very smart listeners, and I like it when they write me these kinds of emails. Betty writes, and the worst thing parents can do is turn their toddlers over to the government education system. Mom and dad should raise the toddlers and instill their values, not government ideology. And this is at a very impressionable time. Rather than expanding government's clutches on our children, they should be demanding that the tax money already dedicated to K-12 education should be directed to the schools and the parents' choice. There is a precedence for this in the students' college loans via the U.S. Department of Education. Send the money to any college you choose, public, private, etc. Excellent point. Again, that takes me back to why don't the Democrats believe in like a voucher system or, you know, a choice, educational choice. I don't understand that. You would think that that would be what they would be all about, but they're not. And let's see. Lisa writes in, the bottom line is that this is a free country. Teachers have unions. Kids don't. They have parents who have the God-given right to make the choice, parents' voice and choice. The government doesn't own my children. The teachers' union doesn't own my children. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm their mom. Back off. Make masks optional and leave us alone. It's pretty good. So again, people are upset about this. People are mad. I don't know, you know, depending upon where you are, there are groups in my home state here in Connecticut that are, you know, rallying, if you will, against putting masks on the kids all day. I read this last night for you guys. I'll read it again if you'd like, really quick. We talked about how children wearing masks, just common sense would dictate that the masks would prohibit their breathing, and there would be some, you know, carbon monoxide sort of backing up. And you know how you feel when you have masks on. It's not really hard to figure this out. But when I said this, I got a lot of literature sent my way that would dispel what I'm saying. And then back and forth folks go. But healthychildren.org writes that wearing a mask doesn't make it harder for kids to breathe. Wearing a mask doesn't interfere with a child's lung development. Wearing a mask doesn't trap carbon dioxide that we normally breathe out. And then wearing a mask does not lead to weaker immune systems. Now, common sense would tell me that just doesn't feel like it's right, right? And this website also goes on to say, in order for the mask to be effective, cover both the nose and the mouth, fit snugly but comfortably against the sides of the face, be secure with the ear flops, have multiple layers of fabric, allow unrestricted breathing, and wash and dry after every use. Again, if you're putting on a cloth mask over your face, if I can see your whiskers if you're a man or a woman, that mask isn't stopping anything aerosol, period. End of story. And if you want to, you know, bury yourself in one of these N95 masks and put those on all the time and have plexiglass over your face, you're probably going to be safer, or you're going to be safer than somebody who's got a bandana on, or somebody who's got a mask that they ordered on Amazon with a picture of their, you know, their pet guinea pig on it, right? that's just easy to figure out. But mandating masks and forcing masks down everybody's throat, Fauci's already said that man, probably doesn't give that much protection as we had once alluded to. I mean, it's just it's the moving of the goalposts. That's constantly what's happening. And I think the people out there are getting sick of it. That's just the way I feel on that. Anyway, we have, again, one more segment before we bring in the great Rob Simmons. So if you want to call in, we can squeeze in a call at 2-833-927-8255, 833-927-8255. I was also thinking, I'm all over the place tonight because I'm sort of scatterbrained, but a lot of folks are also sending me, I opened the show by talking about, like, if I wanted just to bury myself in the, I'm a cellar of my house and watch five movies and do nothing all day but sit there, pet my dog and watch movies, what movies would I pick? And John wrote into us, who had a pretty good set of movies, but I have to question one of them. He says his movies would be Justice for All, any Steven Seagal movie, which I don't have a problem with. Then he'd go with the Godfather trilogy. Now, Godfather 1 and 2 without question. But, and I actually like Godfather 3 more than most people, but I don't know if I put that in my top 5. I gotta think about this. What do I want for my top 5? Chris, you know what you'd want for your top 5? Anything? What?
Godfather 1, 2, Goodfellas, Pride of the Yankees, and I don't know, Scarface, yeah. Maybe.
You're funny. You're really funny.
How?
I don't know. The way you talk, you're funny.
No, you said it.
No, you don't understand. No, you said it. You said it. How am I funny? What am I? How am I? Am I a clown to you?
Connecticut. He knows what he said. He's a big boy. Tell me, what's so funny about me? What the is so funny?
Don't leave this dial. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, Wayne Allyn here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or AssetStrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we're back. USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee. Elsie Wayne is off until Monday. Tomorrow night, get a best of Wayne, which is always fantastic. And he'll be back live and in person right there at the starting line on Monday. So we were talking off the air, actually talking on the air, about favorite movies, like the movies that you want to go into your basement and watch. I don't know why I'm on this theme, but I'm on this theme. So Chris, down there in Dallas, Texas, is trying to weigh in. He said something about one of his favorites being, what, Toy Story? Is that what you said? Or
No. I think you were quoting your favorite movie being Toy Story.
No, I don't even think I've even seen it. All right, I tell you what, before we get into your favorite movies of all time,
all right,
here's something that is always interesting conversation. Name a movie that everybody in the world has seen. I did this last night. Like, everybody's seen, but you haven't.
A James Bond movie. I haven't seen one of them.
You've never seen a James Bond? Okay.
Not one.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's good on the list. All right. So let's just throw out some movies that you could be watching in the basement. So you said Goodfellas. Godfather 1 and 2 is on everybody's list, okay?
Goodfellas. Rocky 2 for me. I love 1, but if I had to have a favorite, it would be number 2.
Okay. How about Shawshank?
Love Shawshank.
Is that on the, that's on the top 10, maybe?
Maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Baseball movie. Oh, well, you know what? My fifth one would be Pride of the Yankees.
All right, Pride of the Yankees. See, my favorite baseball movie is, I still have those the romanticism about, I have a lot of baseball movies that I like, and then there's a lot I hate. But I like The Natural, probably the best, just because I like that movie. Again, Bull Durham is up there, but the Field of Dreams is also up there as well. One of the most underrated baseball movies is, what's the one with, it's another Costner movie where he was old and pitching.
For the Love of the Game.
Love that movie. That's a good movie.
I actually like Mr. Baseball where Selleck goes over to
A good movie, too. You're good. You're right about that. That's a good one.
Dennis Haysbert, who goes on to become President Palmer in 24, who was also in Major League. By the way, you mentioned Bull Durham. Bull Durham, to me, was what Slapshot was to hockey. It was the baseball version of Slapshot. It was that, I mean, different movies. There was no ripping off, but that kind of storyline, and it tells, like, it gives a sense of, hey, not everything smiles and giggles. You know, hey, guys, I mean, they talk about everyday life of playing in the minor leagues.
How about movies like 12 Angry Men, Casablanca? Those go on a list of must-watch for you or no?
Yeah, I have Casablanca, so yeah.
Citizen Kane, those kinds of movies.
Yeah.
All right. Rose. Yeah, all right. How about Wizard of Oz go on one of the top movies of all time? Is that something you'd watch? No, not that you're a man, you wouldn't watch that. But
no.
Maybe back in the day you might watch it.
Well, I mean, what about you with Charlotte's Web?
Yeah, all right. That's very, very funny. You have guilty pleasures with Star Wars? Are you a Star Wars fan?
I have the whole set. I have all 10 of the Star Wars movies.
You have Star Wars jammies and Star Wars sheets? Things like that when you go to bed.
So it's a 4-hour flight to Connecticut.
let me ask you this: Star Wars or Star Trek?
Look, Star Trek's for virgins. Star Wars are for people who actually have gone out on a date and don't live at home past 40.
Oh my God. I thought you really were cool, but you're really not.
You're a Trekkie, aren't you?
Aside from Star Wars, I'd be a Trekkie all day long, sure.
Really?
Yeah, Kirk. By the way, I met Captain Kirk, and he was fun. I actually interviewed him.
I'll call him when I need to book a trip somewhere.
Wow. Wow, okay. All right, I see how that's going.
All right, but okay, from childhood.
Childhood movies from childhood. Ah, man.
I'll give you mine. One of my top five, because he's going to be on next, and I love the guy, except when he, you know, cracks my eggs on the air and off air and wants to, you know, give me a hard time. Yeah. Robert Davi with Goonies.
Goonies, okay.
Has to be on that list.
I didn't like Goonies. I wasn't a Goonie guy.
I got my fifth movie for you. Speaking of Robert Davi, Die Hard number one, the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
All right. Now, Davi proclaims to be, if not the number one Bond villain, in the top two or three, which he's been voted on multiple times to be in that list. So that's kind of cool to have that as your as one of your monikers hanging over your placard when you're going to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember too many movies when I was a kid. You know, my mom locked me in the basement, wouldn't let me out. So. All right, listen, I got to take a break. My pal Rob Simmons is here, so we're going to have him on in just a couple of seconds. You will love this guy, a Vietnam veteran, a former congressman, CIA, all of that, right there in one guy. So we'll do that in just a couple of minutes. Thank you guys for listening and indulging me on some nonsense conversation with Christopher down there in Dallas. Every once in a while, you got to do that. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. U.S. Border officials recorded more than 210,000 encounters with illegal immigrants crossing the southern border in July alone, a number not experienced in decades. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas made a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday and is downplaying the July encounters number.
The situation at the border is one of the toughest challenges we face. We have seen surges in migration before. We've seen them in the past, and migration surges are not new.
The U.S. Census Bureau releasing numbers showing America's white population shrank to a key mark for the first time in U.S. history. For the first time since the census was conducted, the number of white Americans fell to below 60%. That number now stands at 58%. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will, in fact, be back live in person here in Connecticut. One of my favorite guests, one of my all-time favorite guests, as a matter of fact, is Rob Simmons, Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman, former CIA agent, Vietnam veteran. And every Thursday he comes on the morning show with me. So I thought, listen, if he comes on with me here in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Long Island, I should bring him on to the national scene as well. Now, every Thursday I have a special introduction for him. It's a big production, big voice guy. Let's play the official Rob Simmons opening.
United States Army colonel and former U.S. congressman. He earned 2 Bronze Star medals in Vietnam and later joined the CIA. He is the one guest who can actually kill you with the flick of his finger. Can I get a hoorah?
You can't handle the truth.
Rob Simmons.
All right, he's here. Maskless, by the way, I noticed. Came in without your mask on, which, again, is breaking all the rules.
Yeah, but I brought my hand sanitizer.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, at the risk of, you know, masks affect all Americans.
Sure.
Because you know what? The government is changing its policies. And have you noticed the science of the mask, how quickly it changes? The science. I mean, I came in here a couple of months ago wearing 6 masks because Fauci said, well, 2 is better than 1. Maybe right. 3 is better than 2.
Of course.
So I wore 6.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm fine. I haven't gotten sick.
Good for you.
I had
them all.
I could hardly see.
I remember that.
Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
You know, we took a picture of that.
Yeah, bandanas on, masks, cloth masks, paper masks, everything.
You know, I was wearing a garbage bag with a hole cut in the bottom, pull it over my head like Sancho Panza, you know?
I remember that, yeah. No, I remember that.
I had everything except the accordion. Or the banjos or whatever they play, the guitars, you know. So anyway, mask. There's a certain amount of common sense that goes into this. Now you were a ball player, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what position did you play?
Well, multiple positions, but I was a catcher. I was an outfielder.
Catcher. So as a catcher, you sit. The pitcher throws the ball very fast.
Usually.
Yeah, up to 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, sometimes.
And you're supposed to catch it.
Supposed to.
What if you're distracted and you don't see the ball coming and it hits you square in the face? Then what happens?
Well, if it hits me in the face, I'm in a little bit of trouble. I got the mask on, though.
Oh, you have a mask.
I have a mask.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
now,
mask protects me.
Now, is the mask that you have, is it like a 95 mask, like from
China? N95? No.
N95
no, a little
China?
Different. It's not quite like that. No. No.
Oh, it's
no.
A little, is
it's
it
made
a
out of a, no. It's made out of a like a hard plastic or metal.
Metal.
Yeah.
You put a metal. Well,
yeah.
You can't even see out.
No,
of
it's
mask.
Got like a little cage kind of thing happening.
Oh, so you can actually see through it.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's got sort of holes in it.
Yeah.
And what are the holes designed to do?
They're designed to let me breathe.
Yeah, to let you breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's the only reason you wear the mask is to breathe.
Not well, it protects me from getting hit in the face.
Oh, okay.
My beautiful face.
The gaps in the mask are bigger or smaller than a baseball?
They're smaller than
smaller.
A baseball.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
now
we're doing science.
Yes.
This is called science.
Yes.
The science of the mask.
Sure.
So the mask you wear is not to protect you from the virus.
No.
It's to protect you from a baseball going 100 miles an hour.
That's correct.
So that's what that mask is for.
I don't think that would protect me. A catcher's mask wouldn't protect me from the virus.
No.
No.
But you can still breathe.
Sure.
And you can see.
I can.
So that's good. So then you got, I notice when people play hockey.
Yes.
The hockey players, they often wear a helmet, but they don't wear a mask.
Yeah.
That's why they don't have any
teeth.
Why don't they have any teeth, Lee?
Because the puck hits them in the face.
The puck hits them in the face.
Yeah.
So which player has to be most concerned about the puck?
The goalie.
The goalie.
Yeah.
Is he kind of like the catcher?
Yes.
So he's like the catcher.
Sure.
Now, he has a mask.
Yes.
He can see through his mask.
He's got eye holes.
He can breathe through it.
He can, sure.
But the apertures are slightly smaller than what?
Than the puck.
Than the puck. Of course. That way, the puck can't get in.
Correct.
All right. So now we're on a roll.
Yes.
So now we're figuring it out. So when we look at this mask that I have here, it won't stop a puck.
No.
And it won't stop a fastball, baseball, even a softball.
No chance.
No. Or even a lacrosse ball for the girls that wear masks when they play lacrosse. You know, even the regular players have face protection.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Like Bella Don, the basketball lady, she's got face protection.
Okay.
She's got her nose broken
or something like that.
So this mask here is not supposed to protect us from any hard object that's flying at us.
Did you want to test that?
No.
You don't want anybody to throw a baseball at you?
I like my teeth. I like them the way they are. So now the question is, what can go through this mask?
It's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, how big is that? Is the Wuhan flu?
Well, it's a good question.
I think it's pretty small.
It's tiny.
I think it's tiny. But I think it's minuscule.
Sure.
And the same company, the same country that gave us the flu, which is China, is giving us the mask.
Wow, that's
convenient. You can't buy them except they're made in China.
Of course.
So let me ask you this. The Chinese made this flu to kill people
because
the Chinese military was involved.
Yeah.
It was a weaponization project. It wasn't just research. And why Fauci supported it, I don't know. But he said, well, I didn't know what they were doing with the money. Oh, how many million? 15, 16, 20 million? I didn't know what they were doing. They didn't tell me.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's grounds for throwing him out just right off the bat.
Yeah.
But in any event, they're weaponizing.
Right.
They're weaponizing the flu.
Sure.
And why do they weaponize the flu? Because the Chinese know their history. They know the Great Plague that killed a third of the Europeans. They know the Great Plague came from China.
Mm.
It came from China. Go look at your Wikipedia. These diseases that have wiped out millions of people over history come from China. And the Chinese have a long history, and they know their history very well. So, hey, they're saying, look, nuclear holocaust, we're all going to suffer. It's not going to work.
Right.
Probably can't invade America because everybody in America has a gun.
Right.
Even though we'll have a million, 50 million people, I got 300 million people.
Right.
All armed.
Right.
Can you see the Chinese attacking Chicago? We're going to take Chicago. So south of Chicago, instead of killing each other, they start killing the Chinese.
Why not?
So that's a... exactly. Hey, where is that Lori Lightfoot? Somebody just shot her. But I don't think it was the Chinese. I think it was somebody from Chicago who shot her. But in any event, so that's not going to work. So what do we do? And some bright young Chinese communist said, hey, I got an idea. Remember the Great Plague? Killed a lot of them with that.
Sure.
Why don't we develop something down there in Wuhan? Let's gain a function research and with bats and stuff and see what we can do with that. So it's designed to kill people.
Right.
And so now we're the same flu virus that's designed to kill people. The Chinese have developed it to kill people. Now they're selling us a mask. So I'm not even sure this mask works. In fact, the mask could be used to circulate other diseases and impede the usual lifestyle of Americans,
right,
for Christ's sake. Now, let me ask you another question. You're a catcher and a baseball player. When do baseball players run?
When they hit the ball. When they have to go catch the ball.
Hit the ball or catch the ball.
Right.
So are they always running?
No.
Same like football.
Yeah.
You know, hut one, hut two, hut three, hike. Right. And then you got 10 seconds of furious
action,
running.
Yeah.
And then everyone, they're breathing. I was a runner.
Yeah.
I was a runner. I ran 440s, 880s. I ran what is now called 1,500 meters. I ran the mile.
Did you wear a mask?
2 mile.
Did you wear a mask?
I ran the 5,000 meters. I did the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
I mean, I did everything from a quarter mile to the Boston Marathon.
Wow.
Yeah. And what is the most? Well, there's several important things when you're a runner. One thing is your feet. You gotta have good feet.
Right.
You know, your feet have to be able to pound the pavement for a long period of time or uneven territory. You gotta climb hills, you gotta go down hills, you gotta cross a bridge, you gotta do gravel, you gotta do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So you gotta have good feet. You gotta have good cardiovascular
stamina. Yeah.
You gotta have stamina. You gotta be able to do it for a long period of time. When you develop your cardiovascular and when you do this for a long period of time, what do you do? I mean, when you're actually doing the sport, when you're actually running, what are you doing? Your legs are going, your arms are going. What else is going?
Your lungs.
Your lungs!
Yeah.
Why?
Because you
Why
need to breathe.
Where are your lungs going? They're taking in oxygen
right.
to put it in your bloodstream
sure.
to circulate around your body.
Correct.
So you don't develop a lactose acid in your system and your muscles no longer work.
Huh.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You see a runner running and running and running and running, and suddenly there's the finish line. Speed up.
Right.
He's not speeding up.
No.
Why not?
He's slowing down.
He's slowing down yeah. because the lactose, the muscles aren't getting enough oxygen.
Right.
And as a consequence, the muscles are failing to work.
Sure.
And so they slow down. Because when you normally would look, you'd say, hey, how come he just ran like, you know, 5-6 times around the track, and now the finish line's there.
Right.
This other guy's running by him.
Right.
He's not even moving anymore. He fell down. What happened? He fell down. So no. We watched the Olympics. You watched the Olympics?
A little bit.
How many people were wearing a mask?
During the events, not many. Yeah, no.
Nobody. Nobody wears a mask.
No.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It affects your performance. It affects the way your body takes in air, oxygen, and it affects how your cardiovascular system works. And what we're learning with kids wearing masks is the mask becomes a breeder. This is a brilliant strategy by the Chinese.
Yeah.
Get everyone afraid of the Wuhan flu. Even
right.
with a vaccine, keep everybody afraid.
Colonel, I got to jump in because the clock on the wall tells me you got to go and I got to take a break. We'll come right back once again. That was the great Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman and, of course, former CIA agent who joins me weekly on my morning show here in Connecticut. We'll come right back. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizedHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on. Any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on. If you know you love your husband and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, and tell him that you are a whore. Buy one, get one free.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. All right, so it's been fun. These last 3 days have been a blast. All right, before we go any further, we've obviously been focusing in on a lot of serious stuff, a lot of political stuff, a lot of news-related stuff. So let's change gears with water cooler talk, end of the bar talk, you're sitting there getting a coffee talk, things that really aren't necessarily life or death, but things that might make you smile, like I said, if you're having a couple of beers at the end of a long week. The most stressful things while driving include bad weather, traffic, and too many lanes. They certainly didn't take this poll here in Connecticut. Connecticut, like 95, has two lanes. And if there is a Dorito bag on the highway, traffic stops for like 40 miles. It's crazy. Anyway, the top 10 things that stress folks out while they're driving include driving in the snow, driving in an area that they don't know well, driving at night, rain, passing someone on a bike, heavy traffic. I don't get stressed. Except for the heavy traffic. Not that I'm stressed about the driving part of it. I get stressed when I got to sit there on 95 or one of these big highways, what feels like for an eternity, right? You're just sitting there. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what happened. Was it an accident? Am I going to be here for another 4 hours? Is it going to break up? And then when it finally does break, you're like, what the hell was going on? Why was there traffic? A South Carolina family is suing the owners of an animal exhibit after their child was bitten by a sloth. That is not a fast-moving kid. If you're bit by a sloth, you probably need to work on your quickness, your agility skills, because sloths aren't really known for their lightning speed. Those of you who consider yourself junk food junkies, raise your hand. There are a number of 90s snacks that you can still buy on Amazon, believe it or not. You thought maybe they disappeared, but no. They are out there. Dunkaroos. Remember Dunkaroos? When I was a kid, Dunkaroos came out, and you took the little cookie, you dunked it in the, like, the frosting. It was delicious. Anyway, you can buy them. Ring Pops you can buy online. Airheads. I don't even know what that is. Little Hug Fruit Barrels. Don't know that. Big League Chew you can still get online. Remember you used to take a whole pack of Big League Chew, put it in your mouth? Just literally, I can feel the cavities forming just thinking about that. Pop Rocks, you can still get them. Those of you who don't know about Pop Rocks, right? You put them in, they kind of popped in your mouth. You mixed them with soda. You basically blast your mouth to pieces. Pixie Six you can get online. Gushers, I don't know what that is. And Fun Dip. Again, I don't really know what some of those are, but if you're looking for that tasty treat to remind you of your youth, you can always go on Amazon and find it. Here are some items that people are actually embarrassed to purchase. Now, there are some obvious ones, like, of course, anything related to birth control. Condoms, any emergency contraceptives are always going to make folks a little bit, I don't know, uneasy when they're going up to the cashier to buy that. Bed bug spray. Bed bug spray or head lice treatment has got to be, you know, you got to go to the self-checkout if you're trying to buy those. Hemorrhoid cream, diarrhea relief, any pregnancy test, adult diapers would be on that list, and cold sore treatments are things that people are a little bit apprehensive about running out and buying. If you breathe the air in Mumbai, India for just one day, it's the equivalent of smoking 100 cigarettes. How disgusting must the air be in India? It's got to be just gross. And finally, this probably is something that will make you feel a little uneasy when you rest your head on the pillow tonight. But this is something to think about until the next time we talk. Psychopaths make up 4.5% of the population. That according to a new study. They also discovered that psychopaths are most likely to be involved in the following careers. Are you ready? A CEO, believe it or not. Lawyers, radio or television personalities. What did you say? I'll kill you. Salespeople, surgeons. That's strange. Journalists, priests, police officers, and chefs are all on the list of being a flat-out psychopath. Imagine that, 4.5%. So between four and five people out of 100 are quote-unquote considered a psychopath. Yeah. Rest easy, my friends. Rest easy. All right, let me take a quick break. Now, coming up after the top of the hour, he is an entertainer extraordinaire. In fact, he was voted the number one Bond villain of all time. You know him as Robert Davi. And he will join me after the top of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.